Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start out with some sad news from the world of Hollywood. Actor and politician Fred Thompson has passed away at the age of 73 from a recurrence of lymphoma. Thompson, who was a U.S. Senator for the state of Tennessee from 1994 until 2003, appeared in such films as Die Hard 2, The Hunt for Red October, and Days of Thunder, as well as maintaining a long-standing role as District Attorney Arthur Branch in several editions of Law & Order. But to horror fans, he was known for his appearance as the sheriff in 2012's Sinister, and Tom Broadbent in the 1991 remake of Cape Fear. In a statement to the Nashville Tennessean, his family wrote, quote, "It is with a heavy heart and a deep sense of grief that we share the passing of our brother, husband, father, and grandfather, who died peacefully in Nashville surrounded by his family," unquote. The Big Scary Show sends its condolences to the family and friends of Senator Fred Thompson and offers up this moment of silence. We have this news from Days of the Dead in Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend Ace Frehley to the guest roster of Days of the Dead Chicago, and also announce that Ace will be doing a very rare Q&A panel on Saturday, November 21st. It's only his second in nearly 20 years. He will be speaking candidly about his time as a member of KISS, as well as his own experiences as a solo musician. Needless to say, you can expect this very rare event to be one of the highlights of the Days of the Dead weekend. Admission to the panel will be on a first-come, first-served basis, with VIP pass holders having priority seating reserved in the front row. Ace Frehley joins previously announced guests Elvira, Brett the Hitman Hart, China, Sean Yasult, Bill Moseley, Doug Bradley, Kane Hodder, PJ Souls, Tara Reid, Tony Moran, C. Thomas Howell, and many, many more to be announced as Days of the Dead ends the convention year with a monstrous party in the Windy City. Tickets for Days of the Dead Chicago are on sale now at www.daysofthedead.net. We have this haunt news from the All Saints Lunatic Asylum in Apple Valley, California. Are you sad that Halloween is over? Well, it's never over here at the asylum. Come on out and celebrate Friday the 13th weekend with us. In honor of Veterans Day, we are proud to present free admission to all military personnel with a military ID as a way to say thank you for your service to our country. For more information, visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/AllSaintsLunaticAsylum. We have this news from the Buried Alive Film Festival in Atlanta. Come out and see some of the best independent films in the world November 14th and 15th. The Buried Alive Film Fest has a new home at the Synchronicity Theater with some of the most disturbing, visually appealing, and scary independent horror films in the world. Out of all the submissions, our judges have narrowed it down to a fine selection of horror gems. So grab a drink and see them all on the big screen in nice, comfy seats. Get all the details at BuriedAliveFilmFest.com. We have news on an event featuring the late Vincent Price in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Announcing Dinner and a Movie with Vincent Price featuring Victoria Price. This special one-of-a-kind event will be happening over two consecutive nights in Toronto. Beginning Wednesday, November 18th, They are extremely pleased to be able to welcome the late actor's daughter, Victoria, who will be joining us for a four-course plated dinner event and presenting her talk, Explore, Share, and Celebrate Around the World with Vincent Price, in which she shares the lesser-known side of the legendary star. This will be at the Gladstone Hotel, 1214 Queen Street West in Toronto, Wednesday, November 18th at 7:30 p.m. The following evening, on Thursday, November 19th, Victoria returns for Vincent Price, Master of Menace, Lover of Life, presentation and slideshow, followed by a 35mm screening of Scream and Scream Again, starring Price, along with two other gentlemen of horror, Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing. This happens at the Review Cinema, 400 Roncesvalles Avenue, on Thursday, November 19th at 9:30 p.m. Tickets are available through eventbee.com. For more information, search for Dinner and a Movie with Vincent Price featuring Victoria Price on Facebook. We have a bit of upsetting news from 100 Acre Manor in Pittsburgh via WTAE.com. A volunteer at a haunted house stole thousands of dollars that were meant for a charity. 100 Acres Manor is a 501c3 nonprofit. It is also an internationally ranked haunted house attraction that draws visitors from around the world. The 100 Acres Manor sees more than 40,000 visitors when it opens every fall for 6 weeks. A couple of weeks ago, Allegheny County detectives charged Daniel Scott Clifford of Irwin, Westmoreland County, with felony theft and receiving stolen property. He is free on $20,000 bond while he awaits a preliminary hearing. Police say Clifford is suspected of repeatedly slipping money into his pocket over a period of 6 weeks while he worked as a ticket counter at the haunted house. The news came as a shock and disappointment to Ted Sobeck, president and CEO of 100 Acre Manor, who said the reported theft will not stop their charity work. Quote, "Absolutely not," Sobeck said. "It makes it more intense, more reason to succeed by fixing the issues of making sure this does not happen again." Unquote. Since its opening in 2004, 100 Acres Manor has donated $1.2 million to Animal Friends and the Homeless Children's Educational Fund. We have this interesting story from the Dragon's House of Horror in Albuquerque, New Mexico. An Albuquerque haunted house is looking to set a Guinness World Record for the longest haunted house in distance. The Dragon's House of Horror at the State Fairgrounds is more than a mile long, 6,237 feet to be exact. The house's creators, Ronnie Gideon and Maddie Perea, said they got the idea after finding out a haunted house in Ohio currently holds the record. Theirs was measured at 4,951 feet, and we just wanted to bring the record home to Albuquerque, Perea said. "We'll find a way to scare you, no doubt. That's our job," Gideon said. Gideon and Perea said they wanted to set the record back in 2013, but never had the chance. Things changed when they were offered to do their haunted house at the fairgrounds. Quote, "We were really motivated this year and we really wanted to get it done," Gideon said. "Some people come out here and they get really scared. I mean, the atmosphere out here alone is perfect," Perea said. Gideon said they are sending off their paperwork for the record soon. And as always, we'll keep you updated on their progress. We have this news from friend of the show, Naomi Grossman. Come meet celebrity Naomi Grossman, who portrays Pepper on American Horror Story, at the Central PA Sports Card Show at the Lancaster Host Resort Hotel in Lancaster, PA, Saturday, November 28th, from 9 to 6. Autographed tickets are available for $20 and photo opportunities are $5. Purchase a photo at the show for only $5 or bring your own item to get signed. See you there. For more information, call VSM at 717-947-0189 or email vsm@sportscardoutlet.net. We have this news on the show Ash vs. the Evil Dead via Deadline.com. Holy cow, that was fast! Just days before the October 31st debut of the 10-episode series based on the Evil Dead movie franchise, the premium cabler announced that the show will be back for another round. "One season isn't enough to satisfy the fans' two-decade-long appetite for more Ash," says Carmi Zlotnick, Starz managing director. "The early fan and press support, along with the international broadcaster, demand for more story, have made it clear that the adventures of Ash Williams can't end with Season 1. Season 2 of Ash vs. the Evil Dead is expected to air in late 2016. No official word on how many episodes the second season will be, but we're hearing it is likely to be at least as long as Season 1's 10 episodes. Among the cast, we know for sure that Campbell will obviously be returning as Ash, and Lucy Lawless will be back as the mysterious Ruby. Raimi, Robert Tappert, and Campbell will be back as EPS, as will Craig DeGregorio, who will continue as showrunner. The Spider-Man director may be back for more in Season 2, as he promised fans at Comic-Con this past summer that if Ash vs. the Evil Dead got picked up for another season, he would get behind the camera again. Deadites, beware. We have this PSA regarding those old pumpkins you may have. How scary are your jack-o'-lanterns? Scarier than you think, according to the Energy Department, which claims the holiday squash is responsible for unleashing greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Most of the 1.3 billion pounds of pumpkins produced in the U.S. end up in the trash, says the Energy Department's website, becoming part of the more than 254 million tons of municipal solid waste produced in the United States every year. Municipal solid waste decomposes into methane, a harmful greenhouse gas that plays a part in climate change, with more than 20 times the warming effect of carbon dioxide. So what's a Halloween-loving pumpkin carver to do? Turn that pumpkin into energy? Municipal solid waste can be used to harness bioenergy, the Energy Department says, which can help the U.S. become less dependent on carbon-based fuels while limiting stress on landfills by reducing waste. The agency has partnered with industry to develop and test two integrated biorefineries, which are facilities capable of efficiently converting plant and waste material into affordable biofuels, biopower, and other products. Neither of these proposed facilities is operational yet, but someday all that squishy orange squash could become clean, green energy. Until then, happy carving. We have some strange news regarding The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead is being blamed for a fatal beating as KOB4 in Albuquerque Resort reports. A binge watch session of The Walking Dead is being blamed for a fatal beating in New Mexico. Police arrested 23-year-old Damon Perry after he allegedly beat his friend to death with a microwave and a guitar. The reason? His friend had apparently begun to, quote, change into a zombie, unquote. Perry told police that he had been binge-watching the popular horror series on Netflix prior to the attack. Officers originally responded to 911 calls about Perry running through his apartment complex threatening people with a knife. When officers arrived, Perry was already restrained by maintenance workers. Perry's friend was found dead inside a nearby apartment. Perry told detectives that he and his friends had been drinking, and he later believed his friend to be turning into a zombie and trying to bite him. Perry remains in police custody and is charged with an open count of murder. And finally, we have this odd news from Salem, Massachusetts, via TheGuardian.com. A woman who calls herself a witch priestess says she is taking a self-proclaimed warlock to court over accusations of harassment. Lori Sforza, who runs a Salem witchcraft shop and leads a pagan church, filed for court-ordered protection against harassment from Christian Day, whose website calls him the world's best-known warlock. Sforza accused Day of harassing her online and over the phone for 3 years. Day owns occult shops in Salem and New Orleans, according to his website. His lawyer says he lives in Louisiana. Sforza, who goes by the business name Lori Bruno, also alleged that Day made malicious posts about her on social media. She's being abused, intimidated, and harassed, her attorney Fiore Porreca said, and she also said the harassment has hurt his client's business. On her website, Sforza calls herself a psychic and a clairvoyant. She claims to be a descendant of Italian witches who has healed victims of bubonic plague. The Salem District Court and the lawyers in the case would not provide a copy of the order filed by Sforza. Sforza and Day were once business associates in Salem. They also made headlines in 2011 when they cast spells together to try to heal actor Charlie Sheen, who had called himself a Vatican assassin warlock, during an interview on national television. A judge is scheduled to hear the case to decide whether Sforza's allegations amount to harassment and if she needs court protection. Salem, home of the 17th century witch trials, has a tourism industry built around the occult that reaches fever pitch in October. The city is home to several witchcraft stores, museums dedicated to the trials, and Halloween-themed attractions. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with veteran actor Lachlan Munro and was recorded at the Scares the Care weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia in July 2015. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger. We are live in Williamsburg, Virginia at the Scares the Care weekend. We're chatting with celebrities and lots of cool folks out there. Seen this gentleman around in a few movies over the course of my movie-going career. Never had the chance to meet him. Never seen him at a convention. Kind of new to the series. May have seen him in Scary Movie or Freddy vs. Jason or numerous other ones. Mr. Lachlan Munro, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Tell me how the convention's been treating you so far here in beautiful Williamsburg, VA.
Well, my first time in Virginia, I must say, so the people have been amazing. I always like coming to the South. I'm a Vancouver, Canada guy, you know, so
a?
The South is A, that's right.
Sorry.
Oh,
had to do it.
Oh, you have to do that. You have to hit us Canucks. I'm in Canadian row here with Kim Coates and Shalan Simmons and Robert Mayette. But no, it's been great, man. I don't do the conventions a lot, but it's really, really great to meet real film fans. You know, people that are really passionate about movies and know a lot about what they like, whether it be a specific genre, whether it be horror or whatever. But yeah, it's really cool for me, actually. I enjoy it.
You've probably got the widest range of photos of anybody out here for the various different movies, comedy, drama, horror, all that stuff. What have people most been talking to you about or getting pictures and chatting with you about?
Well, you know, I think for me it's funny because when I do the horror conventions, of course, you know, that people do love Freddy versus Jason, but you know, I find that people talk to me a lot about Night at the Roxbury, a lot about White Chicks, you know, a lot of the movies I've done with the Wayans family. So it is actually pretty funny to see people come up to me that are all dressed in blood and they're here for the horror side, but they'll come over to me and talk to me about, you know, a silly movie like Night at the Roxbury and stuff, so, or Dead Man on Campus and stuff like that. So for me, it's great, man, because my whole career has all been about that. I've always just wanted to play different characters, you know, so.
And it's worked out very well. You've had a very long and storied career, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm just starting to get it now, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm just starting to get actually half decent and comfortable with what I do, so hopefully now the next chapter of my career will be a whole other type of film or type of character, you know, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
Like maybe some kind of Marvel superhero movie,
yeah, well,
where that,
yeah,
where the big money is or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that'd be yeah, people really want to see me in a Spidey suit, huh? So yeah, it'd be fun, man. I like everything.
You are a good-looking guy. I'm sure there'd be lots of ladies who would love that.
Well, we'll see, man. It'd be fun.
So how did you get started in the acting thing? Was it a thing from childhood, or did you just kind of, like, show up at an audition one day, or what happened?
Well, how it worked out for me is that, you know, being a Canadian lad, I had aspirations of playing pro hockey.
That is so shocking.
Yeah, I know, right? I actually played music in my high school bands, you know. So I was a drummer, singer, and I dabbled in other instruments. I broke my leg really bad when I was about 18 years old, and it kind of hampered my sports sort of pursuit. I started to get back into playing music at that time in Vancouver, Canada, and then I started to meet people in the arts and entertainment industry, right? So then I thought it was very interesting. I started to do improvisational theater sports, little plays, all the stuff. Got an agent for film and television. Went to an audition for a TV show in 1987 called 21 Jump Street.
I remember that one.
And I booked my first audition.
Was it a walk-on or was it a major part?
No, no, it was just a guest star of that episode. And
you get to spend time with Johnny Depp?
I remember standing on set looking around going, wow, this is pretty cool. The guy tapped me on the shoulder, said, hey, bro, I'm going for a Coke. You want one? I go, no, I'm good, thanks. He goes, oh, by the way, my name's Johnny. And I went, hey, I'm Lachlan. And he walked away, and I went, never forget, man. I looked at him walking away, and I went, I'm not sure what a movie star is, but I think that dude might be one.
He's done okay for himself, I think.
Yeah, yeah. He's, you know what? He's a true artist, honestly, I think. For me, I respect the crap out of him. He's a great actor, man, you know. And he stuck to his guns. You look at his career, right? You
can't argue with anything he's done.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe that Tonto thing he didn't.
You know, but he still tried to create a character, right? He stayed true.
You remember that one.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you who played the Lone Ranger, but I can tell you that Tonto
that's
thing.
That's right, that's true.
So what is the difference for you been playing a comedy versus playing in a horror film? Is it really that much of a difference, or is it more, you know, acting in one and not in another?
Well, I think what I try to do, whether it be high-energy comedy or dramatic work, you know, as long as you can find truth in your character. So whether I play the character like Cliff O'Malley in Dead Man on Campus, that big and that broad, I'm still trying to find the truth in the work. And so so that's just what I do. Whether I create the dramatic work or the comedy work, I just try to make the characters as believable as I can, you know. And even with the Wayans family, you know, like we do silly movies, but I think the comedy comes with just trying to play the truth in it, maybe, you know.
Are you kind of considered one of the regulars when a Wayans movie is getting made? We need to call Lachlan up.
Well, I hope so, man. I love working with that family. And, I think there was a few years there I was always considered the white Wayan brother, you know. But you know what? Those guys have been great to me, man. I've really enjoyed working with them. I have a lot of respect for them. You know, they always stay true to what they want to do. They never make any bones about, you know, their movie being Oscar worthy. They make movies they want to make, and they do the kind of comedy they want to make. And I respect that. And I'd jump at the chance to work with those guys anytime.
Oh, sure. So what have you got coming down the pike in the next, say, 6 to 12 months that we can look forward to seeing you in?
Yeah, you know, I have a film that I did called Go With Me. It's kind of a small logging town drama that I did with Anthony Hopkins and Ray Liotta, Alexander Ludwig, and Julia Stiles. I have that coming out. And then I did a gritty little cop drama called Badge of Honor. I did with Martin Sheen, Mina Suvari, Jesse Bradford. That comes out, I believe, in the fall. And then numerous TV shows and some TV movie stuff. And, you know, all that stuff that just kind of keeps me going, man.
Any horror-related stuff coming down the pike?
Yes, I do. I did a horror movie called Adrian, but I believe it's now called The Unforsaken, but I can't remember what they changed the name to, but I think it's on my IMDb page. I just can't remember, but that should be out.
That's an excellent segue for people wanting to follow your career. Maybe keep in touch with any of the movies you've got coming out, pictures, convention schedules. Do you have websites, social media, etc.?
Yeah, social media, all that stuff. My Twitter handle is, and you know, at Lachlan Monroe. So I usually, whenever I can, try to support the conventions that I do by tweeting out when I'm going to be there. And then, of course, again, imdb.com is always a great place to check stuff out as far as credits-wise go. And, so I'm just plugging along and trying to extend my career long enough to do Cocoon 8.
Which maybe a while.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's how long I want my career to go
there
for.
There you go.
Yeah.
Once again, Lachlan Monroe, thank you for taking the time to be here on the Big Scary Show. My name is Drew Badger at the Scares of Care Weekend, and we are out. We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.